FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Please.
Not right, little Frank.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Broadhurst Park. No, you're not having that.
No, Ben. We want the intro music. We want something decent for the supporter to listen to.
I only come on after...
he's coming again.
Right,
we do a sound check, right?
And then you decide to go up four notches.
I only come on after Marv's done his funny advert. Can you play Marv's funny advert?
He's already been on.
Oh,
he's already been on.
So we are live.
We are live now, yes.
Good evening, everybody.
Welcome, everyone, to a FC Live semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup special. We're live here at a very cold Broadhurst Park for this evening's festivities. FC United against West Didsbury and Charlton. Boom!
Your hometown.
We're sponsored by constructivecoding.com and the Anti Armour. And you can get in touch with us this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever you are. Station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or you can text this guy who's back up from his holidays. Hi, Swampy, how are you?
Holidays.
Ryan Giggs, people were calling you. Ryan Giggs.
07596104122. That's 07596104122, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Wood's stationary pencil case.
Oh, very good.
Seriously,
with my vibrating rubber.
I thought what everyone was saying about you not appearing for a friendly, I thought it was just nasty calling you Ryan Giggs like that.
I can't remember the Ryan Giggs never turning up for a, what was this?
Ryan Giggs never used to play for Wales.
Ferguson always pulled him out, didn't he? For Wales friendlies.
Ah, right, okay. There's a bit of a difference between being ill and basically not attending a game. It would have been quite nice to have been here drinking loads of ale, in fairness, and enjoying the beauty of Salzburg. But however, it was much better watching it than listening to FC Radio, in fairness, even with Keg.
Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
What can you believe?
The fact that as soon as FCM TV tweeted, we're live, you went, enough of that, close that window, gonna go on YouTube.
Ben, in all fairness, yeah. I didn't even see the tweet. I just happened to be looking at old FC stuff and I saw FC, I went, oh, what's this? I clicked on and there it was.
So you weren't even listening to the radio?
Keg slagging me off for 45 minutes, basically. Oh, Swampy's never had £300 his entire life and I can tell you from experience. Right, if you only knew now, I have four houses. I'm glad you enjoyed your weekend.
It was great. It was cracking, but it's back to serious matters now. A place in the
serious
final.
Matters, we've got Steve Woods on.
I'm just going to write you a letter, see when I can get a word in, shall I?
It's going to be like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it already is like that.
Right, okay, Steve, what do you want to say?
Oh, nothing particular. I was just saying.
Here comes James! It's not quite sure. Yeah, we've done about 17,000 different sound checks with Mr. Woodsall tonight, and he doesn't know what voice he wants to use. He's like the Romy Bremner of radio commentary, but without any flipping impersonations.
Talent. Yeah.
So this is the
you've got talent. I'll give you that.
This is the first cup semi-final. I'm going to bring it back. First cup semi-final we've been to in seven years.
Been to or in?
7 years.
Ben.
10 years.
In not
President's
two.
President's cup. Presumably in. The President's cup.
Ben, in, not two.
One month and nine years.
We've been to, Ben, we've been to.
Presumably the President's Cup, am I right?
We've been to.
Oh.
We're in this.
We are in this.
We've been to other semi-finals.
And we're going all the way to Wembley. Come on. Steve Wood and Swampy and Stal Paul will be bringing you live coverage this evening.
How's this going to work?
What do you mean?
I'm the intermediary here this evening.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
Paul's great. Right, Paul just chips in with interesting facts. There was a moment where Tom Greaves got a hat-trick at East Abbey Hay, and I literally teed up for him and said, that's Tom Greaves's, straight away, fourth.
Yeah, the point I
fourth
made.
Hat-trick.
Yeah, but that was about the only point we were actually watching the game, to be fair.
That's true. Yeah, basically.
The ones that I've used for me this season, he got it wrong, and I had to quit, you know, Tom Brown's goal. It's his first goal ever. No, it's not. Anyway, how is Stato Paul commentating if he hasn't got a headset on?
I'm going to give him a headset.
I was thinking
as soon as we're on, I'm giving him a headset.
So how are we working it?
You're commentating.
Right.
Right. Trying to keep him in a box as much as you can. And then he's going to try and make it sensible.
Right.
Just in case.
What do you mean by that, though?
So, sit down, Woodsall. Sit down. Pretend you're staying.
I'll sit down.
Right. do what your favourite band does. Sit down.
Oh, very good.
I think what we should do.
The only
do
thing
then,
they did.
Are we going to do 25 minutes?
Yeah, right.
25 minutes and 20?
No. All the way. it's a hardcore audience who listen to us for the Manchester Premier Cup. It's a hardcore audience. So this commentary is for the hardcore people. Okay? I don't even think Paul Le Pen's listening.
Well, not the common people.
Hello, all back.
He fully played that on his show as well. Right, OK, well, FC United lining up. Adrian Basso, number one. Dale Tong, number two. Chris Chapman, number three. Tom Brown, number four. Scott Kay, number five. Luke Ashworth, number six. Kieran Glynn, number seven. Harry Winter, number eight. Jason Gilchrist, number nine. Jerome Wright and captain, number ten. And George Thomas, number 11. On the bench for FC United this evening, we've got Tom Greaves, only 7 goals away from his 100th goal. And... Jake Williams, number 14, Nathan Lowe, number 15, Sam Sheringham, number 16, and Matty Wolford, number 17.
Shall I do the other?
FC United and Manchester playing in red shirts, white shorts, and black stockings. Over to my comrade to my right hand side. We'll bring you the West Didsbury and Chawton team.
Indeed. I shall do it like James Quinn, number one. Oh, I'll do that now. Dean Williams in goal. Number two, Scott Mason. Three, Raymond Botchley. Four is a late change. It was Naya, ex of this parish. Now it's Jordan Poole. Five is Mark Rogers and captain. Six is Kevin McGrath. Seven, Nicholas Evangelinos. Eight, Joe Shaw, who played for FC pre-season a few years ago. Richard Gleave at nine. Ex-FC Matthew Kay at 10. Number 11, Carlos Mendez Gomez. And the subs, Jonathan Poyser, another ex-FC, playing this competition for us. Ben Steer, Steve Settle, who's player-manager, Ben Woods, and Robert Black.
And this evening's visitors playing in red and black shirts, black shorts and white stockings. The goalkeepers this evening, West United's goalkeeper playing in all green, and West Didsbury and Chawton's goalkeeper playing in purple. Tonight's referee is Mr. Stephen Mather, and ably assisted with the red flag, it's Daniel Scott. Yellow flag, Ryan Watson, and the fourth official is Tom Elliott.
I'll sit down now.
What were you waving frantically like for then?
I was trying to get Ben's attention.
Well, just speak to him. So as I say, should be an interesting game. Semi-final here, and West Didsbury and Chawton. I'm just going to call them Didsbury and Chawton.
It's easier. Just call them Chawton. Oh, I hope Salzburg are back.
But he said Salzburg are back then. I'm not quite sure.
It's all night now, aren't we?
Would you like a little bit of sticky tape there?
Oh, have you got some?
I have indeed. Oh. I'm surprised you haven't got it in your... I mean, Ben, I think we need to tweet out. Could you possibly get your... your pencil case out again?
Why?
Maybe send the listeners what quality of a pencil case it is, because it's not your everyday pencil case, is it?
It's a big green
you've
plastic
got a,
thing.
You've got a vibrating rubber.
A vibrating eraser, yes.
It's also got a other fish rubber. But anyway, the game is underway.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, welcome wherever you are around the world. This is, as always, FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army. And the one thing you would suggest, Steve Wood, is this is a semi-final cup competition and we don't need to approach this game in the manner of a friendly. And sometimes you've had not really a competitive game, even though you won 3-0 and everyone will be really happy. We want the players to come out with purpose and panache, although they lost the ball in the final third and, it looks like Brown wins the ball back, plays the ball out wide right. And tonight's captain for FC United looks like, is it...
It's Tong, yeah.
It is Tong, yeah, who...
Hold on a minute. No, Jones got a armband on. It looks like he's got a black armband on.
They all have. That's a commemoration for Munich.
Yes, of course.
The ball now back with the visitors, and it's the big number five. Mark Rogers plays a long ball far side, picked up by Kay, plays the ball down to Tong. Tong plays the ball up. Nice little one touch there, but FC United lose out, and here come the boys from Didsbury. Or are they from Chawton? Who knows? A little bit of both.
Bit of both, I think, yeah.
Do you think at half time they'll be having falafel? Pita bread? Maybe a little bit of hummus?
Going to nip to that new bar, that Brewski place, for some poutine. Opened last week, put a new bar in Chawton.
Oh, well, there apparently. You go. Yeah. You get to some places.
I've not been yet.
But you've not been?
Apparently it's very nice.
Oh, right, okay. But you are going there, are you?
Well, I may try it at some
point. We're waiting for a throw-in, ladies and gentlemen, if anyone's wondering why we're talking about a place that Steve Wood is yet to visit. Can't even critique it.
No.
But anyway, FC United
I can do a third-hand critique.
Lovely ball out to this near side, but it's cut out. But Jerome Wright intercepts the second ball, plays it onto this near touchline now for Chandler. Chandler to Brown. Brown back to Chandler. It's on the halfway line on this near touchline. Ball back in by Chandler. Not the best of balls, but well played there by Winch. Just let that ball just go across him, and it allows Tong to take over. Plays the ball far right hand side for George Thompson. And the ball was a little bit too much for him out for a throw in. Some might say, and that's another song you've probably played, haven't you? Would have thought. FC United, Adrian Basso playing in this semi-final, and no place again for FC United Manchester's goalkeeper.
No, he was still in the bar before the game, looking a little bit crestfallen, I think the word is. So.
Very much so. He was actually stood outside for about an hour, 2 hours before kickoff, and probably contemplating perhaps maybe his future. Maybe he's had a chat and he's not happy. But I think Carl may be right in the fact that the goalkeeper that's in at the moment is in on merit.
Absolutely.
It's
yeah.
very, very difficult to replace him.
Yeah.
But perhaps people say in cup competitions that's the opportunity to give the other goalkeeper a sporting chance, but he's not, and FC United now have to defend the ball on the far left-hand side. It's with the number 11, Mendes Gomez. Hits the ball inside. It's a decent ball. Picks up by the number 4. 1-2 there, but it's cut out easily by FC United. Imagine it's a long clearance from Ashworth. It finds to the feet of Dean Williams, who plays a nice ball out from his goals, and the ball played to the penalty area. It's a decent ball. Headed away, though, by Ashworth. And picked up now by Shaw. Joseph Shaw plays a nice ball left-hand side. And it's going to be Botchley to take over. But strong challenge and a fair one, the referee says, by Winter. Plays it inside to Brown. This is a game for Brown to really shine here, isn't it?
Yeah,
this evening?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, he's played well at times, but he doesn't seem to, at times, maybe grasp his play. I mean, he's kept it well, because obviously the suspension at the back, and obviously Scott Kay playing at the back. You'd expect if Margie moves Scott back to the midfield, he'd be the first one out. But, yeah, games like this is where you expect him to make a mark and put his mark in midfield.
Well, the jeers and the cheers and the boos and the rays are all for Adrian Basso clearing the lines. Well, like Timmy Mallet, that's how good it
like
was.
Timmy Mallet,
he went out with a banana shot there.
I didn't know Timmy did lines.
And that is the dulcet tones of our statistician Paul as Jerome Wright takes over this near touchline now, plays it into Kieran Glynn.
Good ball.
Glynn now cuts inside, looks for some support. And two players around him, but it's a throw into FC United Manchester.
Of course, it was against West Isby and Charles in pre-season where Glynn came off the bench for his FC debut and stood out.
Well, he's done superbly well since his walking football days at the club. Mm. And now FC United from the back. Paul, your opening thoughts on the first 5 minutes of this game?
There's not really much to speak of at the moment.
Thanks very much, Paul. Right, OK, we'll come back to you later.
Feeling each other out, you could say.
Beg your pardon?
It's better than feeling anyone up, in fairness. As the ball now switches from this near side across, well kept in by Tong. It was slightly overhit by Ashworth, the man who actually, in an interview recently, said he would like to punch
referees, the referees, yes,
on a regular basis. I think even if they're doing a good job, he just wants to punch them. As the ball from Kay has Chandler tracking all the way back, but he wins it, plays it to Winter. Winter plays it to Jerome Wright, just over the halfway line. Jerome Wright cuts inside. But he's hustled and bustled and he loses out to the number two. And then he just pulls the shirt back at the number two there of Scott Mason and FC get away with it.
Got away with that, yeah.
Ball played right-hand side by FC United's number 11, Thompson. And then inside now it's Tonk. And Tonk got a decent delivery in. Well, it goes past every red shirt. Then the first half shot comes in. It's charged down and charged away and cleared. And picked up by the number seven on the halfway line. It's Nichols. Nicholas, we'll call him. Or we can call him
Evangelinos.
Every time he gets the ball, Paul, your job is to mention his name. As all that could have been the first header for the radio team as the ball bounces high and away over us. Why has everyone stood up? Is there any reason why the whole stand's actually full?
The left winger, Carlos Mendes Gomez, is a teenage Spaniard. He's 18.
As opposed to a teenage dirtbag. I never played that, by the way.
Have you not?
No,
I don't blame you, to be honest. FC United on the ball on the halfway line, play to Kay all the way back. Kay has an opportunity to have a look around, see what who's there available. FC United, the pressure is squeezing the space for FC United and Manchester, and they have to work now left hand side with Jerome Wright. He's against Mason. Can he get to the byline? Well, he can. He wants to lift the ball. Should be the goal. Great header, the back post there.
There you go.
Tremendous ball. He's patient there, Jerome Wright, down the left hand side. Him against Mason. Scott Mason thought he'd done enough there, but Jerome Wright whipped the ball in over the goalkeeper, and there was Jason Gilchrist with a great header, and nothing the goalkeeper could do, and it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking on the radio the last few weeks about crosses and our crosses seem to be can't get past the first man, or they just waft out for a throw-in on the other side. That was, like I said, pinpoint. Straight on Gilchrist, said he couldn't miss. It was an open goal pretty much.
Ball with purpose there, Paul. Bit of whip panache on there.
Yes.
Decent ball.
Headed in with a plum.
No, it was with his head.
Oh, they've lost out again. And FC United now through the penalty area again.
Oh, should have done better.
This time Gilchrist just quite control it. And the ball is launched out towards the M60 Manchester Evening News depot. And it's going to be a throw into FC United on the far side. It was interesting earlier on in that break, but prior to that, George Thompson got the ball dead centre, just about 20 yards out. And rather than move forward and have a shot, which you'd expect him to do, he played the ball out wide.
Oh,
right,
wide, yeah.
So I wonder if the instruction is to get the ball out as wide as we can, as often as we can, and stretch the play,
make the pitch big, yeah. We say that quite a lot, but, you know, that's the best way to get behind teams, isn't it? Let's be honest. Make the pitch big and.
It's 1-0 in the semi-final. Jerome Wright takes over, and then it's a decent challenge, but Chandler's there to win the ball back. Well, he's beaten to it, and they clear the lines, the visitors. And, I mean, semi-final, obviously they're going to come here this evening. Everything to play for, nothing to lose. Playing against a team, and not quite a number of divisions higher than them. But a great start for FC United, boys.
They're going to set their stall out.
Yes, it'll probably be full of, I don't know, vintage cheese made from a guinea pig that you can buy in Didsbury with obviously a little bit of, I don't know, granola falafel as the ball played on this near touchline. But it's won by the number nine. It's Gleave on the ball, plays it in turn to Shaw. Shaw plays it out left hand side now to Botchley. Botchley, lovely ball down the left hand side for Gomez. Gomez just about 15 yards away from the corner flag, trying to get past a player, but tries to then launch the ball into the area, but it's dealt with very comfortably by FC United. Good play there by Tonga, and then the ball hit long, trying to find Gilchrist there from FC United and Manchester's George Thompson, but dealt with, and they start again from the back. Mason on the ball. Jerome might put him under pressure there, and he gives the ball away and allow FC United to start all the way from the back with Adriano Basso, the flamboyant Brazilian.
Flamboyant. He likes his. He pulls his socks up very high.
I think that it's awful. Having your socks high. They should be rolled down over the knee and a roll down. You know, like with a garter.
From this distance, it does look he's got thigh high boots on.
Does he?
Yes.
I said,
anyway,
so it's the kinky Adriano Basso, the S&M Adriano Basso.
If he was here, he'd be saying Mascherano. Beg your pardon. Mashcanada. I'm young stupid.
So you mean,
whatever.
I thought you said
mashbanana.
Mashbanana then, yeah.
You wouldn't get that in West Didsbury.
You wouldn't know, but FC United off the halfway line with Winter. Ploughing down the right hand side. Simple ball across to Thompson. Thompson now back to Winter. Winter 1-2. Gilchrist touch lets him down. But he's trying to hunt the ball back, but it's the visitors that come away with it. Looking for a little bit of movement. Find it in the form of Gleave. Gleave now plays a ball far left hand side. It's a poor ball, cut out and intercepted very easily there by Tong.
There's another FC connection there, by the way.
Dreadful ball again. Thompson's three or four
two or three times,
awful.
Yeah.
And he's got away with that because he's got Winter in the middle of the park trying to mop up there and do the job for him. But what's the other connection then, boys?
Richard Gleave is the nephew of one of our supporters, Peter.
Peter Gleave.
And he's also a Bostonian.
And he's also playing with a plaster cast on his leg. And the second half he'll be coming out in a wheelchair.
So there.
And he loves the greatest fish and chips. The greatest fish and chips in the world.
Oh, what?
That takes us back a little bit, doesn't it, Woodzo?
Indeed.
Yes, but we'll go down that route as FC United.
No, probably better don't.
The route they're taking is through the middle, and it's Thompson now. Jerome Wright with acres of space, and Thompson didn't quite see him initially, and Brown takes over, plays it to Chandler. Chandler now out to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright, can he get down the left-hand side again? To the byline he goes, and another great ball to the penalty.
Oh,
and
header
comes
Thompson
in there. And Thompson, who ordinarily for me is one of the best headers of ball at FC United, just got underneath the ball and headed it wide. And when I say wide, well, the assistant ball, the ball crew took it from the corner flag.
Yeah, it was
great ball by Jerome again.
Another great crossing. Thompson unmarked, and I say he should have done better. He seems to get up a little bit early actually, and he was coming down before he got his head on it.
Everyone jump up a bit too early. You see the ball coming, but they jump up early. I mean, you know. As it looks like the SMRE is being slightly opened, as there is a group of supporters.
I had a feeling that might happen.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It paints 1,000 pictures.
It does.
As FC United now 1-0 up, if you just joined us, and a great headed goal by Gilchrist. That was a lovely work by Jerome Wright on this near left hand side. Have to defend the ball now, and he falls for the number 10 now. Gomez, first time shot comes in. Oh, what a goal!
There you go.
Well, it's the Spaniard versus the Brazilian, and the Spaniard has leveled things. We were talking about a set of supporters that decided to basically jump into the SMRE, and there was Gomez on the edge of the penalty area and a tremendous drive. and it's 1-1.
Yeah, it was a great finish right in bottom corner. It's one of those keeper struggles to save that. And game on then.
Yeah, Carlos Mendes Gomez, well, the 18-year-old, signed on deadline day from an unknown Spanish team. Has
a level Matty K.
Was it Matty K?
Yes.
Oh, that's ruined everything, hasn't it? So the Spaniard versus the Brazilian, it was Matty K.
And it was the XFC, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for ruining that.
I'd like later on for a bit, you know.
Oh, you know, you brought me down with a bang there now, Jerome Wright, left hand side. Ben, can you not? Ben, great bit of commentary from me. The Brazilian, it wasn't. It was Matty K. He ruined it, Ben. It was actually Matty K that scored. Yeah. So retweet that, Ben. It's Matty K, the ex-FC United player.
Never
mind. Matty K. K in Spanish. K.
K.
K. Mateus K. Well, Matty K equalised. It was a great drive and a great goal, and it's one apiece here. The number 10 should have given it away, really, but we weren't quite looking at the ball into the penalty area now. It's cleared by the visitors. Picked up by the number 7. But his control lets him down, but it forced kindly to Matty K. Then he chips the ball down the right-hand side, and it's three players from FC United going back to win the ball. And why did Gerard have to come all the way back there? I'm not quite sure, but he decided to, and helping out his defence, I suppose. And he's now with Jerome. And I saw Matty K last season. He was That's a strong challenge, though. And that's exactly what I would be doing if I was up against Gilchrist. What do you, Paul? That's the first, as a centre half, you're going, yeah. Have you, what are you made of?
Whack. Bang, yeah.
The early calling card.
I'd say last season I was watching Matty K playing, maybe the season, no, last season, yeah, played at Cheadle Town. There's the support for West Didsbury and Chorten to our left hand side. In good vocal form there, and Kay does tremendously well. Wins the ball off FC United, Manchester's number 4. Now the ball right hand side, ball played to the penalty opportunity, should be a goal. Oh, just inches wide. Good play there. It all started from Matty Kay, though, this time definitely Matty Kay, the middle of the park, a challenge that he put in against FC United, Manchester's number 4 Tom Brown. He won that, played a delightful ball out to the right hand side, and the number 9 coming in there, Richard Glee. Well, it was unlucky because he got a good touch and it glanced it across the goal just wide of the post.
Yeah, I think it was Evangelios who actually got the final.
Oh, for goodness sake, you two are just going to everything say.
Just saying. But well, anyway, the point still stands.
Yes. Well, that's your own right now. 10 yards outside the penalty area, left hand side into the area he goes. Goes cross and hits it ball. It's a poor delivery from Jerome eventually, and out for a goal kick.
Straight into the side netting.
Was indeed. Oh, actually, I think you'll find it was the inside right-hand angle of the netting. I think it's time for Vimto. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. That is the sound of a fine fizzy Vimto on a nice... Ben said it was cold here tonight. It's lovely. Not a cold bit of air at all around Moston.
It is cold.
Yeah, well, you're a yonner. Ben's going to get a pie to keep his hands warm. Ben, if you anything there for the old swap meister, I'd be very happy. I've not eaten my tea yet. Anything that's there, I can give you some money as well, Ben.
Give that chicken ball to...
I'm saying, if there's anything there for me, I'll be very grateful. There's the ball back in play, and then eventually out for a throw-in on the halfway line near side. Well, if you just joined as well, it's an entertaining game of football. That's United scored early on, and it was a good ball by Jerome Wright down this left-hand side. He whipped in, good header by Gilchrist, and... Well, on level terms, Matthew Kay with a tremendous strike from about, what, 25, 20, 22 yards out?
Yeah, definitely 20, yeah.
Eluding the clutches of Scott Kay.
Why, is he in goal now?
No, because he wriggled free of it.
Oh, that's OK versus Kay. Like, yes. It's like Kramer versus Kramer.
Well, here comes Gilchrist outside the penalty. Can get a shot away? Yes, he can. Yeah,
that's a great goal. What a goal.
A great finish. Very poor keeping.
Oh, he's awful keeping.
You've got to say that from that distance there, but no disrespect to Gilchrist. He saw an opportunity. He took it from 22 yards out and he leathered it.
That was Peter Shilton against Poland in 73 there, diving over it.
He certainly went, yeah, William, he went over that then, didn't he? Yeah.
I was 4. So
I was minus 1.
So 17 minutes and 3 goals.
You missed a goal, Ben.
This club is supposed to be inclusive. It's FC United 2-1 up. Oh, what a late challenge there on FC United's number 7. But here comes Gilchrist again, plays it out to Thompson. Thompson, first time shot comes in. Oh,
he's at the post.
The post. Picked up by Glynn in the area still. Glynn on this near touchline. And he tries a shot, he'll get himself a corner ball.
Yep.
But the referee for me has to come back and he has to put the number 6, because that was a bad challenge on Kieran Glynn.
He felt him late. I mean, the ball was there to be won, but Glynn had flicked it away from him and he just came through afterwards. And
the ball was there to be won, he didn't win it, and therefore it should be at least talking to. 2-1 to FC United Manchester as George Thompson comes up to this left-hand side to take the corner. He whips it towards the back post. Across goes two players, but eventually... Did we clear the lines, and a nice cultural ball on the left hand side. Can it be kept in play by the number 11 there, Gomez? No, it can't. And FC United will take over with Winter, who's just going to hold that holding role, just to knock the ball around. Jerome right now on it. Plays up to Gilchrist. Gilchrist slips on the turf, and it allows Matty Kay to come away with it. Plays it inside, just now. Whip ball across, a lovely ball again, looking for offside FC United, but not getting it. And it's Gomez on the ball, chips towards the back post. There's a free man there, the number 7, and the number 7 there, well, to be honest, he didn't look like he either knew he was going to either head it or volley it, and by the time he decided, he went out for a goal.
Wiped at it, didn't he? And yeah, it went nowhere. I think he was watching it coming from a long way and didn't know whether to attack it with which part of his body. You're quite right.
Well, it's 2-1 to FC United and Manchester, and it's was he a scouser that played for us? No, he wasn't a scouser, was he? He was a leg. Yes, he was a leggy scouser who played for us. What was his name?
Craig Lingfield. Yes. Lingfield, yeah.
Doesn't the gentleman to my left hand side just look?
Gareth Arneson, he looks just like him.
It's
yeah.
a spitting image. He I is. Thought, where's Craig Lingfield just turned, come back? Yeah. Absolutely spitting
image.
Was
he left Marine, yeah.
But evidently not. No. It's got
speaking of, he won't be listening, but speaking of. Ex-scouser who played for FC. Happy belated birthday to Callum Byrne for a couple of days ago. He was 25.
He was indeed, yes.
And I don't believe he's kicking a ball anywhere. It's a waste.
20 minutes on the clock. It's 2-1 to FC United. Match if you just join us while Ben eats his third pie and lets his driver and chauffeur for the evening just sit here and dwindle away. Some might say that's all I need. There's a lovely ball launched over the left-hand side. Well defended, though, by the visitors. And they pick the ball through. They play. Well, the one thing is, they play football, don't they?
They certainly do. Yeah.
This team.
Yeah. They're doing well in the league, aren't they? They're
ninth.
Yeah, but they're still doing.
I don't think that wasn't a derogatory ninth.
No, I'm just saying they are doing well. And,
ninth out of 22.
Better than 21st, I suppose.
Are you being derogatory now about them?
No.
The point I'm making is that you know, and they showed it when we played in pre-season. They are a football inside.
They certainly are. FC United lose the ball on the halfway line. The ball headed across by the number 3 there. Botched to play in Gomez. Well, this Gomez looks a decent outfit. You know, he's cuts inside. Commentating curse. Well done there, Swampy. Loses the ball, throwing though to the visitors.
He made his debut in October. He was 17 then.
So, all the stats coming thick and fast from Mr. Statistician Paul on this right-hand side of the ball now with Mason. Mason looks towards the back post, but plays the wrong ball, in my opinion, in FC United on the halfway line.
A great ball there,
though, by Gilchrist, plays in Thompson. Thompson now, 25 yards out, he's going to get a shot away. He's got to the right-hand side, chips the ball in, corner ball. I think his first initial thought was the wrong one, because he took it just slightly too wide, and by the time he did that, he wasn't quite sure where he was going.
I don't think there was quite enough pace on the ball from Gilchrist as well. I think Thompson wants it just a little bit more in front of him to run onto it, but he had to check his run and slow down a little bit, but... Yeah, corner coming in, so we've done all right. Crosses so far. Well, one.
Ball chipped in. Decent back post ball. Ooh. Oh, it's, Ashworth thinking at the end of it. Good header there, though, by Tom Brown. Plays it back out wide right. Ball whipped in. Near side ball this time, and it's dealt with. Jerome Ryder picks it on the edge of the penalty area. His control lets him down. And Gomez on the ball again. Shows a little bit too much, but he's held onto it well. And FC United, do they come away with it? Will they get themselves a throw-in?
Yes. I thought it came off Brown in the end, but... The assistant doesn't agree.
Yeah, the assistant on that far side, Mr. Daniel Scott, with the Battenberg flag. And I did think we were closed there this evening in the SMRE, but it may well be because there is
capacity reached in the main stand.
It is, yeah. So that, I mean, are we 1,500?
About 1,500, you reckon? Yeah,
good sized crowd then.
There's Jerome right now with an opportunity. Oh, he's been mugged there completely. And Kay comes away with it. plays the ball up, but Harry Winter sort of like just gets a bit of a touch on it, and then a nice ball out by Scott Kay to Thompson. Thompson balls a great ball opportunity.
Where's the keeper?
I'm not sure where the keeper was. I just realised who it's like commentating with Joss Whittaker. He's just like, oh, why should I want to speak at some stages? He's going up and down. It was a great ball in, and someone got something on it because it's gone through a corner.
Chris sort of got a slice on it, and the keeper, who was nowhere near his goal, seemed to put it out for a corner.
Well, Chapman will take this corner ball. It's a decent ball, comes across, headed away. On the edge of the area there is Brown. Brown heads the ball back to Chandler. Chandler has Kieran Glynn to the left-hand side, looking for offside, not going to get it. Glynn now cuts one way, plays a lovely ball inside. There's an opportunity, should be a goal. Great goal. Finish. And it was a lovely, lovely ball played there by Kieran Glynn. A 1-2 between him and Chandler. And the ball played in then by Chandler. And there was Gilchrist just going, thank you very much. And he let the ball hit his foot.
Hat-trick in 23 minutes.
Bump into the back of the net. FC United Manchester 3. West Didsbury and Chorlton 1, as you say.
Now, if we remember back to the previous two games in this competition, Greaves got a hat-trick at Abbey Hay. And at Chatterton, you remember? You remember what happened at Chatterton?
No, because we were talking about Johnny Paul's house for 90 minutes.
Ah, right.
If you remember.
Was there another hat-trick in that game?
Well, you're the statistician.
Is this a leading question?
Yes.
He's a statistician. I mean, why is he asking us?
I don't know.
He's got the answers to everything.
I'm trying to bring you in.
I know, I can't remember, actually. I shouldn't. Who was it? He's not going to tell us. Forget it.
Well, the ball's back in play in FC United.
Should we talk about the goal quickly when we're breaking play? But that didn't really bring cut there, anyway.
Well, the ball there, Jerome Wright actually conceded a free kick. The referee let play continue. However, I've got to say that Joseph Shaw decided that he wanted to hold on to the ball, but he lost it. But there you go. 3-1.
It was fantastic bit of football on the left hand side from Chandler and Glynn. Wonderful one touch. Incisive passing, as they say, and a great ball and a first time finish from Gilchrist. You can't argue that. Anyway, come on, Paul, who was the hat trick?
Chatterton?
Yes.
You don't remember?
I seriously don't remember.
I don't think he's looking at himself. George Thompson.
Yeah.
We've had a hat trick in every cup tie in this competition this season.
Well, the one thing here now in this game, FC United leading by 3-1 and very comfortable after the equalising goal made it 1-1 from Matthew Kay. This is the kind of game that will help the confidence going into the game on Saturday. So therefore, for me, it's without being disrespectful to West Disby and Shorten, we go out and absolutely batter them. And I mean, really put them to the sword. Keep using the flowing football. Keep working the ball out wide. Utilising everything that we've got, and just keep scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring. And that's what we need to do here.
Well, I mean, that's where possibly Saturday's game helps, because I mean, you know, yeah, it was a friendly, kickabout, but it's 3-0. You know,
the goals are already on the interweb. The goals for today's game are already on the interweb.
There's something on there.
Well, goals already, all goals available on the old interweb.
Oh, back, there's a little camera here.
A GoPro.
Well, it's like an iPhone to me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Other phones are available, of course.
Offside there, decision against Chandler.
And, I think he's a bit biased. He's only pointing towards where they're attacking.
So therefore, the FC goals are on there.
Are on there, yeah.
No, that's a good point. Their goal's been shown a thousand times. Yeah.
It's 1,003 for the West Indies Twitter feed.
Well, again, the quality of Gilchrist, we know he can score goals, and we know he's got a lot of talent, a lot of quality about him. And when you play in lesser opposition, and a young player like that, it's good that he can really put them to the sword.
Yeah.
He's found it at times difficult in the Conference North, but he's never given up. He's always worked hard. As FC United now come away with it again, halfway line, looking for some support, all the way back to Ashworth. Ashworth now launches one of his familiar crossfield passes at a great ball.
Well intercepted,
though. Good defending by Botchley. And there, Ben's dancing around to his local team's local chant.
Indeed, a bit of Billy Ray Cyrus there for you, Ben.
Surprised he didn't.
He's a regular in Turkish Delight.
Are you on their team bus by the chance, Ben? Are you on the West Italy and Chorlton team bus?
I think he's after a lift from you.
The 42, yeah.
The 42.
Ball played outside the penalty area. Thompson cuts inside, holds the ball well, plays the ball now. Can FC United's number 4 and get on the end of it? No, he can't. Keeper comes out and makes a spectacular dive and gathers the ball at 3-1.
I'm trying to say whether that was sarcasm from the away fans when the keeper's gone down there. 27 minutes gone.
Approaching the 30-minute mark.
Oh, very good. Yes. 20, well, it's not really got three. You got 2.5 minutes to do it yet.
I would have been saying approaching. In the time with the delay that we've got.
Yes, that's a good point.
What does that say, Ben? I can't read it. Right, anyway, Ben, let me have a look. I'll come and read it. Let me give the ball back with FC United's goalkeeper. Good morning. I'm in bed now. I may fall asleep at any time. Well, I'll hand. If you want to go to sleep even quicker, Mr. Wood.
I knew that was coming. How did I know that was coming?
The thing is, if you fall asleep, leave the commentary on. You may well be scared at some moments when you hear these high-pitched voices. As FC United now lose the ball on the halfway line, and then Kay gives it away, and Ashworth hits the ball wide. That's a lovely ball. Ashworth again. Yeah. Simple ball, brings in the Tong. Tong's ball to the penalty area towards the back post. The number two has to clear his lines. Then it's flicked away. He's going to be picked up by, well, it evades Brown, and it allows the visitors to come away with it. But again, in the middle of the park, FC United just deal with it, soak it up easily between Chandler and Winter. Simple for them. And now FC can start again. And I think we need to keep this tempo working, keep the momentum going. Big game on Saturday against Chorley, riding high in the division. And, commentating curse there, because Tom Brown's ball was dreadful. As here comes Gomez. But Gomez gives the ball away, intercepted by Winter. Lovely ball played through the middle there, but intercepted well this time by Chorley. And it's picked up by Envelinos. And they're Kay now, battling with Brown. Back to Kay. Kay looking for some support, plays it inside. And Kay takes over there. Well, Kay's their playmaker, isn't he?
Certainly is,
that.
Yeah.
As Gomez now takes over, plays the ball out left-hand side to Botchley. Botchley there, playing it back. Has a decent ball, slightly overplayed. But that was a good little play between the... It's a passing
football.
Play there between the two, where the left-back and... the impressive Carlos Mendes Gomez, the man who scored a great goal as far as commentary is concerned, but actually it wasn't his goal.
Okay.
That sounds like it could be serious. That Barry Windham at half time, could you please come to the office?
Yeah, he's got a curly finger.
You know what he's done? He's made a complaint. I bet you've stolen his pencil case, haven't you? Woodrow's stolen his pencil case. Who was it?
His dad's all over.
It was that Stephen Wood. He nicks it. Never a word.
What you were saying before, Swampy, about the confidence, you're absolutely right. I mean, you look at them going to the Charlie game, because, I mean, we're playing some good football and making some good chances. And you look at Charlie's record, they don't concede many goals, so I think we're going to have to be a bit clever to get something. I mean, you know, we've scored. They don't score massively. We've scored more than them in the league, but they've conceded 21, and three of them was against us in the first half.
Well, here comes the Chinetti, make it four. Brown, goal. Nice finish. It just set up him really nicely outside on the 18-yard box. He just swung it home nicely, left hand side of Dean Williams, and there's nothing he could do there. And FC United, well, turning this into a training session at the moment. 4-1, and as I say, you know. Don't want to derogatory at all towards Chorley, but we need a drubbing. We need to drub somebody to get that confidence really within the team. Yeah. You know, no game on Saturday. It was a great atmosphere. It was a great spectacle. Let's see, play some good football against Salzburg. But this is where this is bread and butter. This is semi-final cup football, and FC United at the moment really, really showing the class in the two teams and playing some very, very simple football. And making it look very easy out there, to be honest.
And it was a great finish from Tommy. He opened his body wonderful and just slot into the bottom corner.
I mean, you expect him to score from there, and he did exactly what we expected of him. And FC United and Manchester now, 33 minutes on the clock, 4-1.
And as we know, it's his second goal of the season.
It is indeed.
We're back in play now with Scott Kay. Plays us long to... Why is Scott Kay on, bro? Scott Kay knew the passage to Scott Kay then. I realised that.
Right, okay, I'm back. I'm giving the passion. Yeah. Goodness gracious. You know what? FC the penalty. First champ shot comes in there by Thompson. A good save for the goalkeeper at the near post.
I don't think the away fans are very keen on this goalkeeper. Every time he touches the ball, they sarcastically cheer.
Well, that's a good save from him there, and I think they'll be receptive to his cheer there, and they're enjoying themselves.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of beards down there from the West Disbury fans, lots of beards, but hipster beards.
There'll be rolled up jeans and mung bean and all sorts.
They're all drinking lattes as they arrived. They all have frothy moustaches. Kay on the ball now. That's Matthew Kay, plays it across left-hand side now. Scott Mason.
Did he find a jalopy outside?
It's a jalopy. Ball played in onside.
It looks offside, but
Glebe
flag stays down.
Done well there, and FC United can come away with it. And it's good play there by looks like Scott Kay plays the ball up, and coming very deep for the ball was FC United Manchester's Thompson, and well, he did really well, intercepted the ball, winning it, and then gives the ball away. And FC United now need to deal with the ball. First half shot comes in from the number 7 there, and Nicolas
Evangelinos.
Well, no, it doesn't matter.
I thought I'd seen you on Saturday, Swampy, having a new job. I was walking through the Barton Arcade, and there's a barber's in there, and everybody in there was bearded with tweed, flat caps, twirly moustaches. You were certainly trying too hard, shall we say. But I thought...
I don't think you can ever try too hard.
No, you can't, but they were. But it just reminded me of your Saturday attire when you come into that, it's dressed as very dapperly.
Yes, well, thank you very much for that. 07596104122 for any of your sartorial needs, just get hold of Swampy, and I can point you in the right direction. If you want bobble hats and socks, Woodzo's your man. And Ben's trying to show me something now. Living on supporting FC?
Brookburn Road. But supporting FC.
That's their ground, yes.
Yeah. And he's here as well, Wes. I've seen him. He's pushing Alex about. Well, acting more like Alex pushing you about, to be fair.
Well, everyone pushes you around anyway.
Hey, you're going to it.
The other semi-final, Stirling Salford, is next Tuesday. That's from Chocolate John. Yes, it is indeed Chocolate John. FC United on the right-hand side now. It's with Tong. Tong looks to slip the ball inside. It's a poor ball and intercepted well. But again, there's Harry Winter to say to the number 9, I'm afraid you're not going to win that off me. But then he gives the ball away. And they nearly put themselves into a lot of danger, but they come away with it on this right hand side now with Scott Mason. Mason plays it up to Evangelicus, and then
Evangelicus?
Yeah,
that'll do. Here's damn it.
I'm going to call him Evangelical.
Evangelinos.
Evangelinos. As here they come again now, the visitors play the ball left hand side, intercepted well there by FC United's number 7, and now Thompson. I didn't think he fancied that.
No, he certainly didn't, did he?
And it was the right thing to do, because the big number 5 charging in on him there. Mark Rogers won the ball, but all the ball did was go all the way back to Basso. And Basso plays it outright to Scott Kay. Taken over by Tong. Tong plays it onto this middle of the park to Ashworth. Ashworth now with a lot of bit of movement and room to put one of his penetrating balls in. And
he did, straight to one of their players.
I think it was a slight late challenge on
him. I think he was mindful of the tackle that was coming in.
He's not happy about it either.
He got rid of the ball, yeah.
And I don't think FC United's Tong is happy with that ball, because he's way out of position now, and it allows Carlos Mendes Gomez to go past one, goes past two. Can he get the shot away? Well, he thinks about it, and then Brown went, I'll have it, and then Brown gives it away. It's going to be a throw into the visitors. So on 35 minutes, I'll hand you over to the dulcet tones of James Quinn, to Stephen Brown, and to Sato Paul. I'm going to find a vegetarian sausage somewhere in this ground of ours.
Stephen Brown? Is that Tom's brother?
Well, comes across. Opportunity back heel there.
Oh, back heel. Hello. Hello.
And that's the kind of commentary you can expect. Oh, hello. Hello. Hello.
Frankie Howard.
Oh, titty or not. Titty or not.
Oh, Mrs. Right. Shut your cake hole.
Every time
I don't know what that was supposed to be.
Every time I decide to leave, it just turns into, I don't know what it turns into, to be honest. FC United on the left hand side with Thompson plays a lovely ball in. It's an opportunity now again for Glyn, but there's an offside decision given against him. It would have counted because he never got a shot away anyway. So it remains 4-1. So it wasn't one of the hats people and clothed people's birthday this week, wasn't it? The Rosso.
Was it?
Yeah, it was their birthday as well. Right. FC United now win the ball. Good header there by Ashworth. Plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright just has a look up just over the halfway line. Plays it into George Thompson. George Thompson being harried, and the referee decides this time.
Soft.
And there's not been very many free kicks at all in this game so far.
5.
As I said, there's not been that many free kicks in this game so far. And here comes...
Still 5.
And behind us is the FC United wine giver. As it's 4-1. And it's an opportunity now for FC United and Manchester on the right-hand side. It's with Kay. Kay plays it into FC United's number 7, Kieran England. Glenn plays it right hand side again now to Kay. There's a good bit of running there by George Thompson.
Yeah, he spotted that earlier, didn't he?
You did, yeah. As you are, they are now sarcastic. cheers.
Every time he gets
to the goalkeeper. Yeah. As intercepted by Harry Winter outside the penalty area. Slips the ball now to Gilchrist. Gilchrist opens his body. Can he slip it past the goalkeeper? Oh, he puts a lovely reverse ball opportunity. Great save by the goalkeeper. That was a sarcastic cheers. That was a great save. Should have been 5-1.
It should have been 5. It was a good save with his feet, but Chandler should have
near post.
Yeah, should have dinked in near post.
But
yeah.
Lovely football from FC United again. Nearly, I'm actually tearing apart the defence of Chorlton, but they've got an opportunity to come away with it over the halfway line. Picked up with Shaw. Shaw loses out again to FC United and Manchester's.
Oh, he was close. I think he's played him on. So
he has played Gilchrist on, who's eventually got to the penalty on this near touchline. He's going to cut in and have a shot. You would expect. It's charged down, and here comes Chandler now. Chandler now on the same side looking for some supporters. There's boos. Where they're coming from and who they're for, I don't know. Ball to the penalty here from Jerome Wright. Little overplayed there by Jerome Wright into the arms of the goalkeeper, and it remains 4-1. And
was Ben swatting flies?
I don't know. Ben's, you know, in the loud and clear in southern Spain, not being a Mancunian, please explain where is West Didsbury? Is there a South Didsbury, a North Didsbury, etc.? Adios, amigos, it's, scarf.
It's near Charlton.
There's certainly an East Didsbury.
There's an East Didsbury. There's
an East Didsbury, yes.
Basically, Ben lives in East Didsbury, but basically it's on the borders of...
The rough bit.
It's next to the train. It's on the borders of Parswood, basically.
And they feel public transport.
South Manchester.
It's the sartorial area of South Manchester.
Yes.
Where cheese shops were very, very popular 20 years ago. They now have a Greggs.
Do you?
And Ben at one stage lived above a KFC.
Did you?
It wasn't even a KFC, it was that bad.
Oh, it was a copy.
Nothing going on at the moment, ladies and gentlemen. Very quickly, let me tell you that near me there's one of those KFC type places. It's now called Popeye Fried Chicken.
Popeye Fried
but
Chicken.
It was called at one stage before that Kitty Fried Chicken.
Did they use a lot of olive oil?
It was called. It was called Kitty Fried Chicken for a long time.
Kitty Fried Chicken.
But then
chicken.
They had to realise, they had to change the name, because they didn't realise that they'd been actually living next door to a cat sanctuary for 10 years, and realised the name wasn't necessarily appropriate.
Yes.
That's in Heaton Chapel, what Ben likes to call Reddish. You know, for some reason.
Are you just having South Manchester wars?
I'm
certainly overall to do with it. We've got Trafford, Didsbury, Stockport. I'm North Manchester here.
Well, you're Prestwich now, aren't you?
Yeah, you see.
See, that's not.
Some would say Bury, but you know.
The Didsbury of the North, Prestwich.
Well, they say that, don't they?
Yeah. Ball back in play now with Glynn. Glynn on the ball, 20 yards outside the penalty area. Plays a lovely ball. Moving there, Thompson. And Thompson's
not
touch
a great finish.
Lets down the great pass by Kieran Glynn, and Thompson really again.
The angle was against him, to be fair, but you'd expect him to have done better. But the angle was always, he was moving away from goal, so it was difficult to get wrap his foot around there and get it goalward.
If anyone's wondering, that's not a Whitefield accent, though. If anyone's wondering, does that what people sound like in Whitefield? No, that's what people sound like, people from, I don't know, Burnley.
Burnley?
You're from Burnley?
No.
Where are you from?
Nowhere near Burnley.
Oh no, you might as well be. You're hated equally. Sorry, I don't know where that came from. It was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's the ball left hand side. And that's a song by Faith No More, out of nowhere. You wouldn't play that on your show either.
No, I didn't actually.
I could
sing it for you if you like, but I'm not going to.
No, don't.
Well, not first, like that one line anyway.
Well,
I've heard that actually.
Ball long played over the top into the arms of the goalkeeper Dean Williams, and this time no cheers or rounds of applause by the
I think most of them have gone to the beer festival, to be fair. They passed us about 10 minutes ago, loads of them passed us and went going into the bar.
Good play there by Brown plays the ball inside. There's an opportunity here now. Oh, and the
well
pass
defended.
Unfortunately was intercepted by Kevin McGrath, and allows the boys in black and white to come away with the halfway line again. Just mopping up everything, Harry Winter. Lovely back flick. Lovely touch there by the number 7. Can he get a shot away? Oh, he showed too much, is it? I think he has. No, he hasn't. Yes, he has. Definitely showed too much of it. And Adriano Basso.
That was a bad lead out.
The flag was up because he ain't one of the Didier players going through, so the flag was up for offside anyway.
And here comes Kieran Glynn. Goes past one, goes past two. But they're good defensive play there, though, by Richmond Botchley. He's back there working, chasing back there, FC United's number 7. He's still chasing back to try and win the ball back. And he fouls the player. The referee eventually spots it, and He's got a referee again. What about a free kick? I should have over there. That's what I like about him. Tenacious number seven there.
He is, yeah, he does. He's not a shrinking wallflower, as they say.
Certainly not, no. If, even better if he'd been in the little thing outside the 18-yard box. What's that called?
The D.
It is. And if he'd been tenacious.
I didn't even pick that up then, did I? Oh, dear.
Well, it's a free kick. Jerome Wright just being spoken to by tonight's referee, Simon Mather, saying, can I have your shirt after the game, please? An autograph it for me. Jerome's right.
Black shirt.
Yeah, the ref said, no, he's the one I've got.
Free kick comes. It's a decent ball as well. Needs to be defended. There, Kieran Glynn with a very strange clearance. First time volley comes in. Ooh. I tell you what, that's wide. That's what it is. It's wide. And it remains 4-1. And yes, I can see what you mean. It's like, oh, wow, no, goodness gracious. It's like a scene from Huckleberry Finn.
We've got just over a minute of the 45 left, and then we'll be playing some jazz for the visitors.
Jazz? I mean, there's hipster, and then there's looking like the Hills of Eyes, in fairness, isn't there? That's hipster taken to a whole new level of basically, and going to the charity shop to buy a pair of pants that just do not fit and never will. And they're going to be 3/4 of my leg, and it's interesting. It's an interesting look. And in fact, they're all leaving.
They're all coming up now, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what it is. No, there's a fashion. There's having a fashion show going on.
Parade up and down.
Yeah, right, fashion show going on. Imagine if the players themselves during the game actually adapted their clothing to look like them. There's Thompson now. Plays a lovely ball right hand side. Here comes Kieran Glynn. It's just got away from him, but he's got to Gilchrist back to Glynn. Glynn on the ball, plays it inside, or looks to play inside, being hustle bustle back to Gilchrist. Gilchrist cuts to the right. That's a simple ball back now to Tong. Tong, very, very fashionable nowadays in Didsbury as well. Tong of guinea pig.
I don't know where this was going for a second. I think we're still struggling, to be fair.
And gerbil. Oh, very popular is the gerbil. And there's the ball now on the far left-hand side with FC United of Manchester. All the way back to the halfway line, though, for Scott Kay. Kay plays it to Ashworth. And the difference between where I live and where Ben comes from, Didsbury, all our shops are local. For local people.
Ah,
his shops,
yeah.
They're all chains. Well, there's going to be is that 10 minutes of additional time?
100 minutes, yeah. One.
For the love of the children and the love of all the people listening, let's make it just 1 minute.
Yes.
And it's a throw into FC United on the far side of the ground. Is that Mr. Carlisle, the ex-professional footballer who's officiating this right hand side?
It looks like him, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know which one he is. Oh, hang on, he'll be the one with.
He's
Mr. Watson.
He's Orion Watson, yes. Elementary mistake there for
him. Absolutely,
you.
Very good.
As FC United switched to play. Lovely ball this time. And that's what you can do when you get a bit of room and space. Now, Harry Winter, who's been absolutely outstanding in the midfield for FC United, charging through the penalty area. Right hand side, or left hand side of the shape, back to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now tries to chip the ball in, but gets himself a corner.
And that will be
all time to take it. Disgraceful refereeing. Well, it's the half time, and the FC United faithful are very, very happy. The local supporters from Chorlton and Didsbury. I'm wondering if they're more from Chorlton, more from Didsbury there.
Oh, that's a good point. I wonder if they kick off when you know, argue between themselves and you know.
They're throwing each other. Oh, have a mung bean, yeah. And anyway, it's half time here, ladies and gentlemen, and the score is at half time in this semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup. It's FC United of Manchester 4, West Didsbury and Chorlton 1. We'll be back after a small commercial break.
I've just got a headset.
Oh, Ben's got his headset.
Hi,
he's
everyone.
Got sets for his head.
Well, we're not going to talk about that now, Ben.
What?
That.
He's going for a sausage. Talk to me about it, Ben.
Well, no, look, be professional. Go to a break and come back.
What's wrong with it? Okay.
That's what you do. Just because it's a semi-final of a cup that you don't agree with.
No, hang on. It's not the dude, son. I'm fine with the Manchester Premier Cup. You're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. We'll be back in a second or two with some half-time thoughts. But before that, a few adverts.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com. At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Well, Ben, breaking news, Ben, breaking news first and foremost.
Yes.
Big apology to the West Didsbury and Chort supporters out there in California that are listening to FC Live. It's botchy.
Our apologies for what's going on over there at the moment as well.
Botchy.
Yes.
Not botchly, I do apologise. So you're very, very welcome. And tonight's attendance is 708.
708.
708.
On
so,
the
yeah.
nose.
So we've got quite a lot of their supporters listening from around the world, either via Twitter or listening to this this nonsense. We'd like to apologise.
Can you imagine living in California? Maybe living in California for the last 5 years or
California,
so.
California. Oh,
and then to return back to British culture, you're met by the voice of Stephen Wood.
Hello, what's going on?
Can I say something about Stephen Wood's accent?
You can.
Stephen Wood is from Lee, that neck of the woods.
He is indeed.
So's Georgie.
Is that Yorkshire?
So's Georgie Fame.
So, he is?
So
yes.
I reckon Stephen Wood, if he sung, would have the exact same tones as Georgie Fame.
No, he sounds more like...
Sing someone. Somebody Stole My Thunder. Go on, sing it.
I can only say... That's what I say.
See?
That's what he says. He says, yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm cleaning windows. That's what it sounds like.
You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. You can get in touch with us, Twitter at FCUM Radio, station at FCUMradio.co.uk, or you could text him.
Also, Pete Shelley.
Thank you. It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for the second half.
Well, have you got somebody else in?
It's Stato Paul, Stephen Wood. Oh. But first, Swampe.
Double substitution for FC United first and foremost. It's Tom Greaves and Matthew Wolfenden coming on. There has been a switch for the visitors as well.
They take number 11 off.
They brought off Gomez. And in his place is, I'm not quite sure at this moment, Sam. We'll have a look for you. There's
I
number
think
14.
It's Ben Woods, because I was down there when Steve Sattler
no,
said
it's
Ben.
It's Ben Steer.
Ben Steer. Oh, I know it was a Ben. I didn't see that first.
I'm just thinking, by the way, you know the friendly we had at this weekend? And the friendly was based upon... a massive, huge police presence of marching the Salzburg fans up. Do you think they got confused with the word violet and violent? And therefore they went, oh God, the violet army are coming. We better sort this out.
I don't know though, to be fair, have you seen that video? There's a video on social media and it shows me in Piccadilly Gardens. And they're throwing smoke bombs and flares around on the trams.
Brilliant.
And all sorts.
Brilliant.
To be fair, I can probably understand why, actually.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm just thinking as well, though, I'm going to get them in contact with Swizzles, because I think we need to send over a bucket load of Palmer Violets. Palmer Violets. Get them over there. And we've had a quick text in. The other semi-final, yeah, we've had that one. Why's that come up again all of a sudden? I'm not going to. Anyway, we're game underway. Tell you who FC United have brought off in a minute.
It's Gilchrist and Samson have gone off.
Yep.
I won't tell you. Paul has already. He's just on the ball. He really is. 4-1 if you just join us. And as I say, if you're all the Californian supporters from Chort and West Didsbury, I've got to say, you've got a hipster bunch of supporters. You really have.
Well, I got told off at half-time, by the way, by a... you read out a text from about Brooke Bernard, didn't you, from Les, or Peeling Laminate, as he's known on Twitter. And I was talking to him at half-time, and I asked him the question about... Is it mainly West Didsbury fans or Charlton? Do they have a big fight and throw Tara Masalata and falafel at each other? And he said, I'm sick of your stereotyping of Charltonians. It's unfair, apparently.
Oh, well, so he didn't say, he didn't say that about the Disney side of things, though, did he?
No, he didn't. That's a very good point, actually. Yeah, he didn't.
Yes,
yeah.
Well,
depends which side you're on.
I mean, Les lives in Charlton, I know, but at the same time, let's not forget, he's actually from Drolsden.
That's true. Yeah.
So you know,
yeah.
Most people gravitate towards the better parts of Britain. as ball now left hand side, good play, good ball to the penalty area there from again Kieran Glynn, but it's intercepted well. and they can defend this ball and can clear the lines. If you just join us, wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, welcome live. FC United Manchester.
Brilliant. Oh. It's just not winter. I think Winter's out for the count there. Well, he seems to be all right.
He's out for the count whilst running whilst at the same running. Time. He's doing well there, yeah. Winter. He's actually knocked out. I'm still running.
Nobody's told him.
It's just not.
Yeah, but did you notice the fact that it sort of bounced off two heads, including one of his, and he wasn't expecting it.
He wasn't indeed. And FC United weren't expecting that.
He's still shaking his. He's still shaking his head. But
it's a corner ball.
First corner.
And it's going to be West Didsbury and Chorlton to take it, and the team currently ninth in the Northwest Counties
Premier
Division.
Can you call it? Are we allowed to do it? It's sponsored name, the Hallmark League. I just did it, didn't I?
You just did it. So, yeah. Yes, you've done that. Thanks for that.
And other card makes are available.
Ball into the penalty area now. Opportunity for Chorlton. First time shot comes in. And
that's a camera save, that.
Well, he could have maybe skipped across, but he chose not to. And then saved the ball. Launches it with a ball that didn't quite make Matty Wolford. And then poor touch there by FC United of Manchester's Tong. But equal was the ball back in the path of the number 7, Nicolas.
You mate.
Evangelinos.
Thank you. I said every time I mentioned him, you have to say his surname. You say it such pronunciation.
Panache.
As FC United have the ball back left
Panache
side. Panache
Evangelinos.
More stereotypes.
Wow. And you know what? I'm not surprised Benitez decided not to have a headset. There's the ball all the way back to Basso.
I think he's got the race relations on the phone there, to be honest.
He's got something on the phone.
Yeah. Just pretending. He'll ring in a minute.
Here comes FC United of Manchester's Kieran Glynn. Simple ball back to Winter. Winter plays across left-hand side to Ashworth. Ashworth now plays it to Tong. Sorry, Chandler. Chandler back to Ashworth. Ashworth takes his time, right-footed, plays the ball through the middle. It's a poor ball. Should be cut out, dealt with by the number 3 there. Bocci. Not Botchley.
Or Botticelli.
I suppose, I think if you call Botchley, you probably need some form of ointment to maybe get rid of it. A little bit, anyway.
That's blotchy, surely.
Well, this way.
Yeah.
Either or.
Yeah.
4-1, FC United leave.
Really?
Lead. I've been working all day, yes.
Are you back in the cafe, by the way?
I am indeed, oh, yes. Back in the cafeteria, yes. As FC United on the halfway line with Wolfe, does really well. Looks for some support left-hand side, and it ricochets off two players. And, well, hunting this ball is Tom Greaves, looking for his 94th goal for FC United of Manchester. SMRE are actually filling up a little bit more in this second half. I say 708 supporters here this evening.
708?
Yeah, good crowd here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ball played inside now for Jerome Wright. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. First time shot. Oh, he's charged out tremendously well. And it's Kay comes away with it. Simple ball right hand side. We're slightly behind the right back, Mason. And then 1-2 plays with Matthew Kay. Next FC United of Manchester. Be interested to see if we can see Johnny Poyser on the pitch this evening. And it's a lovely ball right hand side now. Here comes Chorlton. Can he get beyond FC United of Manchester number 3? No, they can't. He defends it well. Does Chandler. And it's 50 minutes on the clock. Ben's.
Glad to see you've joined us again, Ben. Thank you.
Big throw into the penalty. It's a huge throw as well. Winter plays his line. Kay, the first time shot comes in, but done well there. FC United and Manchester's Matty Wolford and put Kay off, and he hits it high and wide over the bar and out for a goal kick. So, if you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome live. FC United and Manchester from around the world bringing you all the coverage here in this semi final of the Manchester Premier Cup, the final to be decided between this club or these clubs, or indeed Stalybridge Celtic. Salford City are playing next Tuesday. That's a venue to be decided.
Well, no, semi-finals at Stalybridge.
I know the semi-finals to be. Yes, that's. Yeah. I don't think that was confusing anyone, to be honest, apart from yourself. It seemed.
It was confusing. I'm just making it clear, just in case.
Yeah, don't go to a venue to be decided. That'd be hard to know. I'm going to go to watch a semi-final game at a venue to be decided.
Yes.
As nice play by Kieran Glynn in the middle of the park. Plays it to Brown. Brown chips it up towards the right-hand side for Tong. Tong now has got Wolford in front of him. He plays it back to Glynn. Glynn touch and turn is tremendous. In front of goal. He's looking to maybe spread the ball out wide left. He does to Jerome Wright. He goes to meet the ball. First time ball comes into the penalty area. It's headed away. Great defensive header there by the skipper. I think it was Mark Rogers there. And here comes Brown. Brown on the ball, plays the ball inside to Winter. Not the best of ball, but Winter does really well with it. Plays a 1-2 between him and Wolford. Wolford plays it across. I should say to Glynn. Glynn now picks the ball up, plays it to Chandler. Chandler to Jerome Wright. Little 1-2 between him and Chandler. Chandler back to Wright. And into the penalty area he goes, driving through to the byline. Ball comes across, opportunity. Good, good defensive play there. And a corner ball to FC United and Manchester.
He just took a few too many touches there. He could have got across in a bit earlier and created a chance. But
I think initially he was thinking of the shot and then decided to get another touch. And he gets himself a corner and Glynn on the ball now. Far side, little back flick. Oh, a lovely back heel there. Ball flicked in, and again, another corner. And Kieran Glynn, this is kind of game where the game opens up a little bit more. Kieran Glynn will be able to show his silky, silky skills. And wait for this corner to be taken. Chorton fans below us there. Just passing the socialist worker around. The ball to the penalty area towards the back post. It's headed away. And the goalkeeper comes out and scrambles across and gathers it. And an opportunity now for them to come away with it, but he's just held the ball up a little bit. And it's like a pleasant evening. It's very calm outside. It's very nice. Did you hear at half time that Ferrari flying past? No.
Flying Ferrari?
FC United out after defending to do, and Tong plays it all the way back to Basso. Basso takes a touch, takes another one, plays it to Ashworth in his own D. Left hand side now.
Plays out today, Schussler. We've done that gag, haven't we?
We have, yes. It's okay. You're allowed to do it twice. I think Kirby get a different type of view in the second half anyway. Those that have lost the will to live have already chewed out.
Yeah, they've gone.
In all fairness, as Kay loses out there. And it allows the number three, Bocci. Ball comes in. And it's dealt with by FC United.
Tell you what, this West Indian Charlton crowd, they're coming in decent number tonight, and they're very vocal.
It's a pantomime crowd.
Well, yeah, they're
no, no, it isn't.
Because they're all wearing plimsolls and the pants halfway up the legs. They're freezing. So never to make noise and dance and jump about. Some great knitwear there as well. And phenomenal beards. As FC United well, lose out the ball there. The third challenge there. And it was... we didn't commentate on that because basically there was not a lot going on and people were trying to kick each other. Eventually, Winter made contact.
He just cleaned him up completely, cleaned up McGrath. I think it was McGrath, anyway.
They're a good crew. I might actually go and have a nosy on down there, I think.
Go to
have
ground.
You got the attire?
I've got...
Oh, what? Has he what?
I'm walking there as their messiah.
I was going to say, he'd out-Charlton them all.
There's a free kick from a good 40 yards. Ball whipped in, it's a decent ball. Good head across there. Forceful for the number five. He thinks about the shot. And overhead kick! Oh, and it's dealt with, but it was spectacular. Yeah, a little bit like the moustaches. There's Harry Winter holds a ball below us. And, well... I'm not being derogatory, but they're cheering at anything, aren't they? It's like being in China listening to a Manchester United game where they cheer at the throw-in. And the favourite players, that's one of the great things when we're watching the games in China. As soon as you see the favourite player, they all go mental.
Oh, right, okay.
But they look at the applause, throw-ins, goal kicks, corner butt, you name it, they are so enthusiastic. And there's a certain Manchester United player that plays, he's got a very, very long name, hasn't he? Plays for Oldham, 35 years of age.
Yes.
Well, his name's that long. There's two of them that have United shirts. One has the first name, one has the second name. That's Greaves now with an opportunity to lob the goal kick.
Oh dear.
Well, Tom Greaves has probably.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how to describe that.
Boys, it's over to you to describe what Tom Greaves has just done with that ball.
I'll try. He was played through, one-on-one, keeper's come out, he's gone to lob him, and he's nearly hit the corner flag, and he's actually dribbled towards the corner flag.
If you thought Juan Matas was bad the other night, that is probably the worst trying to lob a goalkeeper ever. Oh, I mean, it was... I mean, he can laugh about it because we're 4-1 up, but I can't see him starting that on Saturday.
I think that might just... yeah.
Well, there's a little bit of niggle in the park. As here come Chorton, there's an opportunity around to side. Can they get the shot away? Yes, they can. Oh, straight into the arms of Basso there. And that was a good opportunity. Good play there, though, from the number seven, Nicolas.
Nicolas.
Hello.
Thanks. Angelinos.
No. He's called Nicolas. Oh, it doesn't matter. I give him the opportunity every time. He doesn't want to take it. Matty Wolfenden goes past one, does well, cuts inside, simple ball inside to Winter. Winter's playing this late game like he plays everything, 100%, absolute quality. Lovely ball out right hand side now from Glynn. Ball to Pansy, first time header comes in.
Off his shoulder this time. He's not having a.
No, I think I bring him off now for the benefit from the benefit of himself.
He's only just come on.
Are you what? Oh, are you main road? Oh, I see. Yes.
Main, oh, yeah. Look at that ball. Yeah.
Jerome will enjoy that.
I've never really got the "In Disguise" song because. Well, why would there be in this? Yeah,
we've got nothing going on, ladies and gentlemen.
No, no.
I'm looking at that lovely little bit of cloud that's just hovering over the right hand side of the SMRE.
Bit of fog.
Ball right hand side now with Chorten, and there's a mistake there by
Steer.
Ben Steer, and FC United's Jerome Wright can come away with it. It's back with Ashworth. Ashworth, loads of room on this side if he can find Tong. He can indeed.
Bamba Gascoigne's going down the stairs there. Kelly in the glasses. It is Bamba Gascoigne.
It was Shriek. From what was it, boys? Remember Shriek?
Shriek.
Was he called Shriek?
The fellow who's just gone to jail.
Yes.
In Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. Yeah, that was a haircut.
Not
that.
Shriek. It was
Screech. Oh, lovely back heel there. Opportunity now to roll right to the penalty. Ball comes across. Oh, needed better delivery, but lovely little back heel there. I think it was Tom Brown with a little bit of the theatricals.
Mm. So yeah, he went to jail for stabbing somebody, didn't he, quite recently? Remember rightly?
Yeah, a while back. Yeah. I think it was someone for having a go about his hair.
Probably.
That was wearing a bobble hat at the time.
Hey.
As FC United now in the middle of the park with Winter. Winter to Kay. Kay back to the halfway line to Ashworth. Ashworth's got to lay out left hand side. But he finds Kieran Glynn. Shows a bit too much of the ball. Kieran Glynn starts chasing back to try and win the ball. Picked up by Matthew Kay. Halfway line. No one in front there for Kay. Has to trap back and play it all on the left hand side to Mason. Mason plays it up to the number seven. And they just give the ball away. I've been impressed with Nicholas
Evangelinos.
That's the one. He's he's not a bad player at all.
No, looks decent.
He's got a little bit of trickery about
him. Also, I was surprised he took off Mendes Gomez.
He's got a bit of trickery about
his name. He looked decent as well.
Well, that's about to make a substitution. Nathan Lowe, who isn't very slow, always on the go. Looks a bit like Mo from
Let's hope he doesn't break his toe.
Hey, you can't get commentary like this anywhere else, I tell you, honestly. It is that's bad. It's good.
If he goes through the motions, is he just going with the flow?
Great football by Nicholas there. Kay to Nicholas. Nicholas to Kay. Bit of keepy football from the visitors. 4-1 down.
Ooh.
Just evades FC United of Manchester's Wolford and the ball. High, long, and...
Boo.
Let's see a gullet ball back.
Boo him.
Waving the Guardians.
Morning Stars, come on.
Nathan Lowe's coming on, he's got gloves on. Which means a word.
They've just cheered their own player, sliding in, missing the ball.
Launching himself at Dale Thomas.
They're having some fun now. Offside, this is
offside,
against
number 9. Miles though. I don't think Dale Tong is very impressed with the left back. He absolutely launched himself, and if he'd have not gone for sliding past, he would have hurt him.
Are they bringing Tom Green?
He's off, yeah.
Here comes Kieran Glynn. Glynn outside the penalty. Here. Oh, it's a great ball to right. Can right make it? Yes, he can, but he's offside. Well, that's United are out.
He came over before Greaves and was talking to Margie. He doesn't look happy. I think he's injured. He's injured. Yeah, he's pulled something.
Well, he's not pulled the trigger. I know.
No, that's for certain. Yeah, but he's pulled something. He's got a big strapping on his left leg there, so he's just not fit, obviously.
Well, I think that was just a test to see what he was like.
Because he wasn't involved at all on Saturday. He wasn't on the bench or anything. So
no, that's a very good point. Well made, Steve. And unfortunately, he's come out to see if he's can get through a second half and. Well, 15 minutes of that second half gone and he's off, and FC United bring on Nathan Lowe.
Yeah, 15, well, yeah.
And it's now with the number 4 for the visitors. Rogers plays the board on this near touchline. And the rings of boos from the...
The FC players getting... they're all getting booed.
I'm surprised they're not singing, you're very unsporting, very unsporting, you're very unsporting.
You're just a bunch of cads.
Bounders, bounders.
We're going home on an organised limousine. We're going home in an organised limousine. No, they actually don't.
Peter Ball should be their manager. It'd be perfect.
They had to sit down and dirty, like, we're getting the 42 home. They've all got pseudo Manc accents as well, because they're all actually from Surrey, aren't they? They all come up from the BBC, and they're like, oh, yes, we better get in. Oh, yes, I'm a Manc. But listen, by the way, if you're from California and you're living in California, or any of your supporters are listening to this game, I live in Eton Chapel. Or we'd like to call it Heaton-on-the-Chapel.
Heaton-on-the-Chapel.
My colleague to my left-hand side lives in Didsbury. And my colleague to the left-hand side of him lives in the borough of Trafford.
Yes.
In fact, he's the only person that lives in a Tory area.
Sail by the Cheshire.
And Stephen Woodwell, he got as far as Whitefield and they won't let him any further.
Prestwich, not Whitefield.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
Prestwich. The Didsbury of the North, remember.
They like to call it Whitefield.
Yeah, they wish they could call it Whitefield. Right-hand side now with the impressive, I've got to say, very impressive is Nicholas.
Evangelino.
Oh!
At least he's not going to do it.
One of you's got to do it every time.
Oh, right, okay. I live right next to Europe's biggest municipal park, don't you know?
Sorry?
I live right next to Europe's largest municipal park. In Heaton Park.
Is that where you live?
Yeah.
And the secure facility. Is it still there?
Yeah, I'm on the other side.
It is, yeah. It's good for... Yeah.
It's still there, though, yeah.
So do you walk out with your lady... along the boating lake.
No, we don't go very often, actually. No.
Are you talking about the city opposite?
Here comes Nicholas again on the ball. Plays the ball inside. A decent ball. First time shot comes in from the number 8 there. It's defended well this time by FC United of Manchester.
The fellow over there, looking, it looks like Graham Nash from the Hollies.
There's just lookalikes everywhere, isn't there?
Nothing for his autograph.
Right hand side now with the Scott Mason. Team. Plays a nice ball in. Picked up by Steer. So it goes one way, looks for a. Another steer, plays the ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball opportunity. Oh, it goes past two players. Dear. And that should have been 4-2. And it's a goal kick, but a great bit of play. And the number two there, Scott Mason, on the far side, remonstrating with the assistant referee with his bad bird cake, saying, could we have some of that a bit later on? With some femme fraiche. But fair play, I mean.
Sure, it's quark, isn't it? And well, quark with it, won't we?
Quark?
Quark, yes.
Yes, well... They're the only supporters that I've never seen so many supporters with gout. They've got hip flasks full of port. And they've got a small cheese basket.
They've got Gout Anonymous on speed dial.
Ball to the penalty area for the visitors.
That's a lovely
goal. United, but it's Kay. Can he get a shot away?
Seems right. To be playing for time there.
Ball whipped in. It's a decent ball. He's dealt by FC United of Manchester. Got to sleep FC United in the last 5-10 minutes, but here comes Winter.
Graham Nash is coming past. I tell you, it's Graham Nash, nailed on.
Winter plays the ball up to Wolford, and Wolford's touch is a great one. Plays it to Keir England. Good, plays it out wide, out right-hand side to Lowe. Lowe's first-time shot is low, and gathered into the midriff of the Ribena Berry goalkeeper.
It's worth a dig from there, because I think the keeper was anticipating the cross. He moved one way, and Lowe saw him, and gave him the eyes, as Atkinson would put it. And,
did well there.
Did well to smother the shot.
FC United pressing again. And the ball switched, a lovely bit of ball, lovely play, right-hand side now. Here come the visitors again. It's with Mason. And there's the number 7 on this side again. He's looking for the ball, but Harry Winter there has conceded the free kick. So the referee might just give him one more, and then it's his customary booking.
Yeah. He's not on for a couple of... Well, he's not played that often recently, has he?
Well, no, not at all. It's 4-1 here. 65 minutes gone. Offside decision. Against Richard Gleave, nephew of FC United's purveyor of all finest pies.
As, FC United's greatest collector
of pies. He collects pies?
No, he collects anything that's got the words FC United on it. It's not nailed down, he's got it.
Well, in all fairness, he also used to spend a lot of time collecting everything for Manchester United. Until he joined FC United of Manchester in 2005, he hadn't missed a game for about 23 years or something.
It was
absolutely incredible. Even to places like Brazil for pre-season friendlies as a substitution, it's going to be Johnny Poyser about to come on. Ex-FC United of Manchester, worked with him in the under-18s.
Mr. Gleave, the Bostonian, is coming off.
Listening in California sounds like West Indies and Chorlton deserve to be winning. Very good point. Sartorial elegance, definitely. Moustaches, no question about it.
Football.
Massively overpriced houses, absolutely undoubtable. But it's
real ale. Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Or is it craft ale? There's a trend these days.
Well, craft ale's always, for those of us in know that have been drinking the craft ale industry for a while now,
yes.
Get yourself down to Heat and Hot, by the way, the finest establishment, so the Pub of the Year, Cabaret Pub of the Year, and also the Manchester Drink and Food Award Vendor of the Year as well. A small little public house on School Lane in Heat and Chapel, as FC United now on the right-hand side. It's with one player, and that player is... Now playing it to another player. Indeed, that player now on the ball and plays it inside to another player. And that player being that player. And that player loses out, you see. You can't complete. You can't slap the players off if you just say that all the way through. Here comes Chorlton now. Left hand side. Here's an opportunity for Nicholas
Evangelino.
Left hand side. Does really. Great ball to the penalty area. It's half cleared. Winter's on the edge of the area. Does really well. Riser challenges. I think he just stands. You know, I think what Winter does, he stands there and says, he likes people challenging him. He likes the hustle and bustle, doesn't he?
He's just saying, coming at the ball off me. Come on.
He basically says, do you want some?
I think he's just nicked some brie out of the pocket of that player. That's what he's done. He's just seen a fine vintage brie and went, I'll have a bit of that.
To be fair,
and in fairness, Didsbury's got a fantastic cheese shop. It's one of the best cheese shops in Didsbury. In fact, it's the only cheese shop in Didsbury, but it's a good cheese shop.
That'll do.
And let's not forget, what's Disney famous for as well?
Disney, Mickey Mouse.
Apart from that, Richard and Judy.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yes, who can forget? Well, he forgot, actually, didn't he? That's what he said, I forgot.
Was he wine or sausage, I forget, between but him and the other one who we don't mention?
Don't mention any names, not on this show, boy, not on this show.
No, we don't mention the old name.
Although Ben's house now is worth enough, so we can be sued.
That's a good point, though.
You always go through your radio controller, and he keeps saying to you, it's my radio station. Well, in that case, we're going to get him sued. You're moving back to Broughton, Ben. Moving back to Broughton.
I'm trying to remember who I libelled in the. I think in both games I've libelled somebody on commentary, and I've Ben slapped my wrist. I've not done it tonight with anybody.
Well, here come Broughton again, the right hand side. They've got a European Union flag. That's. I think that's not. Fair enough. Well, they're all sat there. Opportunity now. Great control by number 7. Can he score? Oh, he can't. It deserved it. It deserved it there. I tell you what, the number 7 for this team, Nicholas
Evangelinos.
As the shot comes in.
Good save.
And it was Kay again this time, and he was looking to go to the top corner. Good save there by Basso. But I've got to say, I am very impressed with Nicholas.
Paulster.
Nicholas Paulster, that's a stupid surname. For me, there's another substitution for the visitors. There's a 16 coming on. Ben Woods.
I think Mr. Botchley's coming off.
Botchley.
Referee doesn't actually know. They're trying to tell him. Main road.
Richard Botchley.
Ben seems to be tickled by their We Hate Main Road chants.
We think they're rotters.
Bravo! Encore!
See, we can get away with it because we live in the area. He doesn't. You're just taking a mickey out of him. And there goes in! Great shot! Great save! The shot comes in, it's wide of the post!
What a save!
And again, there it was, the number 7, Nicholas
Evangelinos.
You need to say with a bit more oomph.
I know, I went for Paul to do it, didn't you?
Nicholas Evangelinos there with an absolute tremendous header, glancing header, Paul Mariner-esque. The keeper beaten up by all ends, and it was actually a tremendous save from the Paul Cooper of Ipswich. Tremendous save.
Basso actually looked like he was one of those saves where he sort of wasn't watching, turned quickly,
that save was so good, the visitors had dropped their opera glasses.
Flicked his hand up in the air, and
pushed it up in the air. It was.
I see someone's just spilled their vintage port.
See, I'm trying to bring this back to some sort of like semblance of football. Forget it.
The nearest we get to port is Vimto. It's the same colour. That's about it. Anyway, great wine shop as well in Chorton and in Chorton. The thing is about Chorton though, as the Jerome Wright takes over now. About 15 yards outside the penalty area, left hand side, it goes through. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. It comes across everybody.
And past everybody.
Carries on going past everybody. And that comes low to try and win the ball. And Leicester United get a corner. Goal kick. Goal kick. The one thing to bear in mind as well is it can't be that posh because Chorton's got one of those pubs.
Oh, I know what you mean.
One of those pubs. Where am I now, Ben? Top one.
Oh, Mr.
Very Quinn. Offensive commentary tonight. Gout sufferers, Chorton residents, no one safe. My lawyers will be examining the transcript.
Has he basically? Are we just ticked every single James Quinn box tonight, or what?
The thing is, Mr. Quinn, you were down there with them. You were the wrong club, mate. We're all leaving tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't have to go up to Moston. I mean, I love Moston. I've got to be business here. But at the same time, you could go in your European Union pyjamas. You could indeed.
Down with this sort of thing.
And just think, you could have sandwiches with no crusts on at half time.
You can buy, actually. You can actually buy a leading brand of bread. That don't fund the Conservative Party. They actually do with no crust on.
I think you've given that one away, haven't you? A bit of too many clues. Now. Is it Elvis? Here comes Brown. Ah, Elvis Brown. Now, you can make it up. There's Tong. Wish you'd have on Brown.
Wish you'd have on Brown.
Nice little 1-2 there, but intercepted well. Well,
again.
Here comes. Brown chips the ball up to Wolfenden. Can't get on the end of it though, and they can clear the lines. Well, they try to clear the lines, but good play there. The number five, he holds the ball well there, Kevin McGrath. Halfway line. And it's here comes Poyser. Throw in FC. He was a very, very strong player at FC United as a youth lad. Big, strong lad. Great shot on target. Good engine on him.
Yeah.
Looks like he's put on a little bit of keg. That's what happens when you live in that area, you see. Yeah, for these dinner parties at least thrice a week. That's FC United over the halfway line. This radio station is rather amusing. There's Kieran Glynn. Glynn sees the overlap there from Tong. Can Tong put it into the penalty area? Well, it was bread and butter for him there, really. But Brown takes over. No, he doesn't. It's cleared. And here come the visitors. Still 4-1, by the way. Kay. Charge and well played there by
Brown. Oh, Wolfie was pointing where he wanted it then.
Well, I think actually should be playing with 10 men, in fairness, because as you rightly say, anyone wearing gloves,
yes,
in a red shirt, basically needs to have those hands amputated.
They're pointing to the empty stand and asking the empty stand to sing for them.
I think that's called wit and university humour. That. And here comes Poyser. Plays out right outside to Kay. Kay looks for some support. Gets it in the form of 14. Still puts the ball to the penalty. It's not a bad ball. Headed on there by number seven there, and again Nicholas
Evangelinos.
He's been he's been man of the match.
He's played well, hasn't he?
He's been absolutely
good. He's looked good.
But totally quality. 15 minutes to go here.
Shall we sing a soliloquy for you?
Shall we sing?
Oh, dear.
We can see you celeriacking out. We can see you, we can see you, we can see you celeriacking out.
Oh, dear.
I bet they're all singing there. We've all got nut allergies, all got nut allergies, and our children go to private school. Picked up by the nanny. We're getting picked up by the nanny. Picked up by the nanny. As you that's on the ball left hand side now, just over the halfway line.
Waitrose, you are next.
that's how posh Didsbury is. You haven't got one. Ball now with Tong. We can get very sliced superbly well from the fine butchers in Didsbury.
Yeah.
Here come FC United halfway line. Nice 1-2 touch there between three players, and Brown plays the ball up to Winter. Winter's control lets it down, which has been seldom throughout the game, but Brown takes over. Ball back up to Winter. 1-2 for Winter to Wolfenden. Wolfenden tries to play the ball through, but no one on the other. But Wolfenden's going to make amends, and he puts the second ball back. Yeah. And he's going to put the pressure on the 16. He does well there, the 16. And Ben Woods cleared his line. And a great touch again by Nicholas. And here's an opportunity on the right-hand side. Cuts through the middle. Poison wants it. Is he going to get it? No, it's only shoots got one. Steer. First-time shot comes in by Steer. And it's... Well, save. Well, the shots on target this second half are all going the way of Chorlton and West Didsbury, which I think is very unsporting of them. You would have thought at least let FC score a couple more.
I agree. I was yawning, sorry. I couldn't really add much to that one.
I think the chat was, we're going home for University Challenge. We're going home for University Challenge.
We're going for a falafel kebab at Panikos.
Nothing wrong with a falafel kebab, believe you me. Down at Abdul's. Oh,
I've got to say, see what you like about Charles. In my kebab days, they got two of the finest kebab shops in the land.
And you should know, you look like one for a while, as I've seen that in Norwich here in England on the poor right-hand side. Glyn holds the ball and then falls over. And then let play continue. Well done, referee. Oh, no advantage to the visitor, so the free kick is brought back. So, for a semblance of footballing quality, turn over to the other side, ladies and gentlemen, where Paul Dark just starting for those that like their documentaries and dramas. We only what was that? We only listen to Radio 4, listen to Radio 4, and sometimes 4 Extra, and sometimes 4 Extra. Then no.
Desert Island Discs, Red and White Army.
All avid Archers fans down there can see it. Well, here they come. So five breweries as well brewed in that part of the world. Chorlton. I've got a double sour IPA on the other week. Absolutely outstanding beer. Great craft ale. Can be purchased in the Heat and Hop on School Lane in Heaton Chapel. As ball play through, it's a great ball for Jerome Wright. Now that's interesting. The assistant referee put his flag up there.
Is he?
And
offside. No,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but it was Jerome Wright actually.
The referee's let play continue.
I love these moments. The line's literally just stood there for like 10 minutes now. He's like, yes. Wolfie's wondering. Yeah.
Everyone's looking around.
About 5 minutes ago, mate.
Basso's going. What's going on? I'll have a quick listen to their songs.
I shall continue with the commentary then. So it's a free kick forward towards Poyser. She's gone out for
something about celery there, was it? What are they singing, Ben? What are they singing? Anyway, I went to the Holly School in Didsbury and I'm not posh, Wumpy. Helen Leicester. Oh, Helen in Leicester. Well, look, Helen, of course you're not. You moved to Leicester. No. I mean, hey, listen. It was a working class town when you and me was a kid, love. And look at it now, dear. Love, that's, I mean, these are colloquialisms that we used to be able to use, but now, anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that, it all got a bit wrong. And that may well be a yellow. Oh no, it's nice.
Are they singing Unicorn after the shop? That's mad, that's absolute madness.
Unicorn, it's my shop of choice. Unicorn. 5-1 is FC. No, it's a corner.
No.
That is the greatest song ever sung.
We're actually singing about a cooperative in their fine town.
We've got suburb. The finest organic vegetables. Unicorn. In fact, quite a lot of the people that do all the flags for FC United work in the Unicorn. And a couple of FCers work in the Unicorn. That's where their dungarees and their pants halfway. That's where it comes from. Anyway, corner ball taken. Quickly is low. Cuts inside. Goes one way. Plays it to Chandler now. Is he showing too much of it? No, ball stabs across. It's an opportunity for Brown.
Oh, block.
Oh, red kick there from Gilchrist. Oh, that's right. Actually, it wasn't Gilchrist. It was Glyn.
Hummus. I think they're listening.
I think there's somebody listening
to it with their commentary down there, definitely. Give us a wave. So it's hummus. And what's the second bit?
We don't have to commentate now, you can just let him sing.
What's the second bit? Key, is it?
Keema?
Keener, yeah.
Keener.
Well, there you go. I've got to say, who needs Salzburg?
Absolutely.
These guys have been tremendous. They're just loving it. It's absolutely fantastic. They're my new team. West Didsbury and Chorlton. It's
we're only losing 4-1.
We're only losing 4-1. They've been great credit to the football club, and also I've got to say I'm very impressed with Nicholas
Evangelinos.
The game's just basically a damp squib at the moment. Nothing really going on. As Kay now on the ball, plays it inside. You can stick your plastic bags up. You can stick your plastic bags up. We only use paper bags. Use paper bags. Well, I
hemp bags, surely.
Very good point. Well made. Yes. As FC United now with Glynn. Glynn, lovely ball. It's Wimbledon. Head across. What a goal. What a header. What a ball, though, from Kieran Glynn. It was sublime. The boos are ringing out from the visitors. They're absolutely disgusted with that. But a hemptastic goal from FC United.
It was a great header. I just thought he just glanced it wide, but it just glanced.
And that's why I'm the commentator.
Here he is again, Mr. Quinn. I recognise that face anywhere.
Beware the unicorn ultras. Very good point, yeah. West Disney fan, yeah. This it really has been. Listen, this is what football's about, isn't it? They must have been here. I bet they've been absolutely disgusted. They're coming here, there's pie and peas. They're absolutely disgusted. And the thing is, tonight, those vegan sausage rolls would have gone down a treat, wouldn't they? But oh no, none left. I bet, in fact, have they scoffed them all?
They've eaten them all, haven't they? Absolutely. I don't think there was no cheese onion pie.
A certain ex member of this football club would have loved it with them being here, saying, well, we have some fantastic organic food for you this evening, and it's very well priced, and the menu is as follows. It'd be like chickpea heaven. Chickpea curry made from Hessian sacks.
It's a great from ball.
Children from the outer regions of Mongolia. There's FC United now. It's with Glynn in the penalty area. Wolfenden's in the back post again. An opportunity, Wolfenden goal.
Oh, 6-1.
And Gig Glynn there. Well, just doing what he does best. Takes it to the byline. Wolfenden does what he does better than anyone I've ever seen in an FC shirt. Hanging off the back of a defender. And then just popping up. Thank you very much. And that makes it 6-1 here. And FC United, well, I can say, all I can say is, hummus-tastic. Falafel-fantastic.
Oh, a bit of alliteration, I like it.
I've been eating some really nice bean curd at the moment from Unicorn. It's absolutely beautiful. It's been flavoured with a whole host of different flavours, which is absolutely brilliant. And we've got another message coming in there now. Okay. Thank you to the Didsbury fans. I tuned in 10 minutes ago and I learned the score from them, not Swampy. Them posh folk can count. Who's come up with that nonsense? Well, you know what? More fool you. Where 10 minutes you come into the game? What were you doing? I mean, we're here.
You know this curd you mentioned before. What is it now?
Someone asked. Did someone just say slick swan?
Slick swan.
Slick swan.
Slick swan. Anyway, this curd. What is it now?
Bean curd.
Well, yeah. So it's bean curd. What is it now?
It was offside.
Boys
are offside there.
Yeah. Bean curd. Bean curd. What is it now? That's what it's been in the past. If you have to explain the joke, it's not going to work.
Wasn't a joke.
It was. No, mine was.
Well, yours was.
Your curd. What? I don't care what it's been. What is it now?
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Yeah.
6-1. Tahini, no. They all love tahini, they all eat tahini. You make hummus with tahini.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware.
We only eat green and blacks chocolate, green and blacks organic chocolate. You can stick your Cadbury's chocolate up, yep. Wrexham. Ball right hand side, another opportunity for FC United. Winton was the man to play the ball in to Tong. Tong whips the ball in. Matty Wolfenden looking for a hat trick now. Can we get two players with hat tricks? Well, it's winter. Oh, sublime ball across to Jerome Wright. Jerome takes it superbly well. Nearly cuts into the penalty area. This time he does right-footed. It's a rarity. As it falls to Kay. That's Matthew Kay. Chips the ball out wide right-hand side. And it's a chase on there for Steer. Steer does really well there. And Poison wasn't really in line and watching that all the way back to Basso. And Basso plays it to Winter. Winter plays centre-half at the moment. It's Kieran Glynn. There's only one man in the match. Nicholas.
Oh, Evangelinos. Sorry.
No. He's here all night, you know.
I thought you.
Oh, late challenge there.
That's not a great tackle at all, is it?
That's a frustrated challenge there by Mark Rogers.
He's not.
Now Rogers' cousin. The ball played.
I can see the resemblance.
Didsbury's going to teach us cheap football.
Here comes Lowe. You know what, I've got to say that the politest football club in the world is the ball now for Glynn. Glynn drills it across. Great save by the goalkeeper.
Save.
Great save. Because the goalkeeper getting a really strong hand on that and palms the ball wide. They're the only team that have ever come to FC United of Manchester and no one has swore.
Yeah, all the songs have been all hello.
I've heard Blinkety Blimey, Blumineck, Flip. Absolutely beautiful.
This is a working class workshop they've attended.
This is how to see the other, how North Manchester lives. We went on this lovely excursion to North Manchester. And believe it or not, they have trees. As the ball comes to the penalty area, it's half headed away. Who's on the end of it? Winter. He thinks about it. Oh, just leaves the ball.
Brilliant.
Just right.
Stands in front of people, doesn't he?
I mean, from FC United perspective, man of the match has been Harry Winter for me, because he's just been sublime in everything he's done. I mean, Winter's been sublime in everything he's done. Now here's an opportunity though on this near left hand side. It's with the skipper. In fact, it's not. It's with Jordan Poole.
I think Glynn and Basso should get mentions as well for Man
Glynn
of the
Match. Glynn and Basso sound like some form of shoe polish. Petro, Glynn and Basso. Why Basso? Basso's kept us in it.
I wouldn't quite go that far, Ben.
He did, but I did all to him. He's been doing theatricals. He's made one really great save. Anyway, FC back on the ball. Charlton's
man
fans,
of the match.
Their supporters.
It's Glynn for me, but he wants Nicholas Evangel. What's his shot?
Oh, great ball there. His opportunity. It's going to be FC United and Manchester's number 17. Hat trick for number 17. Come in, number 17. 17 come in. Matty Wolfenden makes it 7.
I think Mr. McGrath may well he won't want to claim the old.
He was going in,
so I think he was going
he
anyway.
He was in,
yeah.
And he come across to try and subside away. You want to give the man a match of whom?
Two hat tricks.
Glynn for me, but Winter. I'm biased because I wasn't in the match report. I always give it to Winter anyway. So
I mean, Kieran Glynn's been excellent. I mean, they've been tremendous. Everyone there.
I think you can take your pick. Yeah, you can perm anyone from.
Oh yeah. Well, I think Harry Winter has just marshalled everything tremendously well.
He's made everything
look very, very simple.
I think you're mistaking this for a democracy, granted, but I go with that, yeah.
Kieran,
100 minutes to go.
I know, it's another 100 minutes to go, ladies and gentlemen. FC United 7-1 up here. And Jerome Wright. Well, they're the only player. The only player that they're booing is Jerome. They must remember his main role credentials.
Yes.
Ben Hughes is going, I can't believe they're putting in Harry Winter. There's been two hat tricks, some great performance, and you give it to him. Oh, he's been outstanding, though, for me.
I think, yeah, yeah.
Well, the man on the ball for the visitors.
He's been great, hasn't he?
His hold-up play. He looks like a complete footballer. Mm. As they come away at right outside. It would be nice for him to get a goal, I think, or even Johnny Poyser. Poyser wants it. He looks over the back post. He up he goes to win the header. He wins it, heads it across now. And it's Severs shoots. And
Evangelinos
again, defended Angelinos there again, but there's a. Oh,
and the referee blows up, so to speak.
Well, a tremendous semi-final, full of entertainment. Really poor quality, though, from a radio commentary perspective. Absolutely woeful, but at the same time, the West Didsbury and Chorley supporters have been absolutely magnificent. Better than Salzburg. There was 400 Salzburg fans here. Not a patch on these boys and girls. Absolutely wonderful. But the story of the game is Albion FC. It dominated for all of the game, with the exception of a momentary great equalising goal from Matthew Kay to make it one apiece. After that, though, FC United just got better and better and better. And I said to you, Woodzo, That's what we need to do, a team a few divisions below us, put them to the sword, go out there, keep the tempo, keep working hard. There were moments in the game where
I was going to say they got a little bit funny. West Indies, we give it a great go to start the second half. Like you say, I mean, like Ben said earlier, you know, Basso has made some great saves. I really enjoyed that. It was a really, really entertaining game. Both sides play in good spirit, and both teams played well, really, to be fair. Like I say, it's finished, I'd say 7-1, but actually, if you were watching this and didn't know the score, you wouldn't have said it was a 7-1 game. They've given as good as they've got, really. The quality was, of course.
SUNI players are getting a bit confused. There's no one in the SMR. Kids, over here.
I have a suspicion that Gilchrist Patrick was the quickest by an FC player.
Right, well, there's
in 13 minutes or something, Paul, I think.
I mean, Gilchrist was superb. I mean, he took his goals well. His work rate was excellent in the game.
It was three in the first 23 minutes.
Right.
But, I mean, Holmes, Kale. It must have been Kale, wasn't it?
It might have been, actually.
That is the song of the season. Great support, great bunch of supporters.
Absolutely.
And I mean, the fact that they've actually braved leaving South Manchester to come to North Manchester, and as you said, there, Stato Paul, they've done their project for another year. They're working the community. Yes, we went to see the people of
the north of Manchester. The north. To see how they live up there. They have lights and everything.
They have lights. They have trees. They've even got some vast expanse of greenery, which we never expected. It's absolutely one can't believe it. In all fairness,
good luck with the edit, Ben.
We've got Paul and Ben coming in right at the end. Great commentary this evening. Two hat tricks. So who gets to keep the ball?
Nobody, we can't afford to give them away.
No, they cut it in half. Cut it in half, it's simple like that. Dead easy.
Go down the road if they want a ball, there's plenty over there.
But no, in all seriousness, a semi-final, I'm pretty sure that the support, their supporters and came in not thinking they were getting anything out of the game. And it transpired like that, they got battered. Good. Ah. No. Joe. There's a band with an Alice band on that. I used to wear one of them, and I realised
I remember
now
used
why.
To, I remember used to when you on the used to meet, we used to wear them.
Yes,
I remember that.
My hair was slightly, well, I had more.
It was longer than that, yeah.
It was a lot longer than that,
yeah. It was, yes.
Oh, God, Paul's warm these up lovely.
Enjoy
really
the warmth
nice tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Ben. So, Ben, talk us through it. What's it like for you? What's it like for your team to get battered?
No, I'm.
If you know secretly, that's your team.
Seriously, West Didsbury made their bed when they called themselves West Didsbury as opposed to Didsbury and Cholton.
Because right? You live in East.
People on the East Side are not respected
east
by
side.
This club.
East Side.
So they're not respected by this club. They don't respect our, you know, our world class cinema. They've got no idea, and they don't know where the bus terminates. They just don't care. They've got no interest.
Oh, dear. So,
and in fairness, hummus is 20 pence more expensive on the west side.
Is that what it is?
Over to the east side. Hey, I drive through the west side, like, you know, within, going, not quite sure. Getting to the east side, and it's like we're homies. We bounce down, you know, listening to James Blunt. Oh, boy, man. You know, that kind of stuff.
Jimmy McQuay.
Yeah. But tremendous. Very, very entertaining. Very.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, again, you know, all the very, very best to the rest of the season.
One of them even got a hipster rugby league hat. He's got a South Sydney Rabbit Holes hat. You don't see any of them.
No.
Look at his beard here. This is fantastic.
Well, I suppose. Yes, yes. Well, listen.
You know, if you dressed like you normally dressed,
they
would have been on the knees.
They would have been bowing down to you like there's no tomorrow. Yes.
Well, the thing is, I've never seen
based on the European Union flag, they would have thought you were a member of UKIP and really took it to
the He's ruined the sartorial elegance, hasn't he? Because he was always a blazer kind of guy, and now he thinks he's getting down with it, all that kind of stuff. But I tell you what, I've never seen...
Doesn't look good with eggs all over it, though,
I have never seen so many rolled up pants and brogues at a football match. moustaches. It was like down at Tower Hamlets. You know, that's the kind of atmosphere that we created tonight. It was, I mean, it was excellent. I mean, you know, and the way they shower their players in falafel as you leave, it's beautiful, isn't it? They're like, oh, throw it across, and there you go. That's something for this evening.
Is that what it's like? It's Dulwich Hamlet,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what it
probably?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've all got a hamper to go home with. That's very nice. You know, look, they've all left because obviously they have to be back because the curfew of, you know, East versus West. We can go back any time we want because the East is always open. The West closes down, bang.
10:30.
Yeah, that's it. Boom, gone. Are we leaving, Ben? Are we saying goodbye to everybody?
I was going
to
say, yeah.
I don't know what to do. Can we stay on there for 4 minutes? That'd be nicer.
Yeah, okay, Ben. Let's let Ben just do 4 minutes.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know if my chariot's away to know yet at the moment.
Well, you bugger off then.
That's a bit harsh.
You've been useless anyway.
Let's discuss the final. We can speculate now. I've heard 3 rumours of where the final's going to be. Would you like to hear?
It'll be on a pitch somewhere in the northwest. I'll give you that.
Okay.
We don't. Well, we
go
think,
on.
We
go
think,
on.
First and foremost, it's going to be at the training ground at City. If it's a Salford versus FC United affair, that should be interesting. change the colour of the seats. I think everyone will be happy for that one.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
What else
have you heard then, Ben?
Well, obviously there's the standard ones that you'd imagine. Obviously there's Boundary Park.
Too cold.
Are you just making this up? Or have you heard these?
I've heard them. Dan.
Okay.
Over the years, he's heard.
Gig Lane have also heard as well.
And then if you cast your mind back to the first round of this, the man from the Manchester FA did mention the Athletic Stadium next to City as well. When he was talking to us.
Don't play at Athletic Stadium.
That's what he said. He did mention.
By the
that,
way, you so. Know, you know, after the MPL show last week,
he won again.
I know. Might be going back to Grampford next year.
Should we do Gig Lane? Would be quite nice.
We haven't done an MPL thing, have you?
I'm fine, I'm doing it with James tomorrow.
Oh, it's like that, you don't need me now. Right, okay.
Well, no, you could come back next week. Shall we work out where we're going next week? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Go on then, let's go.
Hello, I'm still here.
You can come with us if you want.
You can come with us, yeah. You can do a bit of scouting if you like. Right, so in a couple of weeks, next Tuesday, we've got Buxton v Hensford.
No.
No.
Granford v Matlock.
Really?
I'm not driving to Grantham on a Tuesday night.
Ilkeston v Colville.
No, Ben, we're not doing any of them.
You don't want to do...
First division game.
First division game, okay.
Well, I mean, okay, where else is... is this Tuesday?
That was Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing any of them Tuesdays. They're all too far. I mean, we can leave at 4 o'clock if you want.
No, it's fine.
Your nanny doesn't leave anyway.
So. Oh, got it. Oh. Mosley v Radcliffe Borough.
That's where we're going.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Bang a bang.
Right
bang,
on
boom.
The hill.
Mosley versus Borough.
See, dear listener, this is how we roll. This is how the FC Live team roll. Outside of a match day, you know, we come here with our professionalism.
I mean, these are the highs.
We cover FC United. But then when these floodlights are off, we're off to some right places.
Some wrong ones as well.
Winsford. Where else have we been?
Winsford's quite nice.
Silverlands.
Yeah, we've
the been Harry Williams Stadium.
We've been everywhere. Oh, absolutely
super.
Everywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
And I reckon pre-season we might be down at West Didsbury and Chorlton.
Absolutely.
Can't afford us.
So we pay for ourselves.
He comes cheap, trust me.
All you need for me is hummus, falafel, some pita bread.
A European flag.
Yeah. A European flag. Basically, that's pretty much it.
Is there anything else?
He's not being stereotypical. That's all he needs.
I bet, you know what, I bet there was more vegans in this ground tonight than there's ever been.
And you're proud of that fact.
I am indeed. But the thing is, look, I mean, where they've all just... That must have been a lizard. They must have been in that limousine.
They've Ubered it. Right. So anyway, this has been...
dirty. Oh, Uber. Uber, sorry.
I'm a West Disbury and Chorlton fan. Get me out of here. That's what it was, wasn't it, basically, at the end of it. Get me out of here.
You have been listening.
To be fair, there's one lost down there. He seems to be like struggling as to like, where is everybody? Where is everybody?
Tend to turn around, he might be able to see the
game's
exit.
Finished, my friend.
You have been listening to FC Live here on FC on Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Armour. A big thank you to Stephen Wood.
Always a pleasure.
To Swamper.
Good evening.
To Sato Paul. And a big thank you to the West Disby and Charlton fans.
Absolutely
Super.
Tremendous.
Yes, wonderful.
Tremendous. And I hope to see one of your players maybe trial at our place at some stage. Anyway.
But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, we're off to the final. We're back on Saturday for that match against Chorley.
See you all then.
Well, Eccles Cakes, won't it, that time?
Very
time.
Metal.
Eccles Cake and...
Very Metal is coming up next.
Very
Goodbye.
Metal. Come on. Bye-bye.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well... In that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.